Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Vicky Milazzo is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the founder of Vicky Milazzo Institute, which I encourage you to check out, and also the author of the best-selling book, Wicked Success, It's Inside Every Woman. Is the best way to find your institute through wickedsuccess.com?
That's legalnurse.com.
Legal. So, okay, so folks, if you want to find out how you can, if you're a nurse and you want to find out how you can expand your career, you want to go to legalnurse.com and see what's going on, right, Ricky?
Yes, that's it.
So check it out.
Jim, you know, I know we were just talking, but one thing I want to put out there for sure before this is ever today is the people, to me, that are most successful, they already act like that executive or the role that they're striving to be. And mm-hmm. just let me give an example. I have two women in my office. They pretty much started at the bottom, and both of them today are executives.
Mm-hmm.
Both of these women were already running their departments even before their official title reflected that. And everybody in
initiative.
Their department knew they were running it. And so when it came time to decide who my next executive was going to be, it was a no-brainer. And I think that's what all of us can think about. We have to strive and act like what we want to be.
Can I ask you a question? Now, you're an organization that's devoted to women. For women who are in organizations that don't have that same bent, so to speak, that same focus, mm-hmm. if they behave that way, aren't they in danger of being taken for granted? Aren't there some things that they need to do to make sure they're not taken for granted?
Well,
while they're doing the job, some guy's not schmoozing his way into the promotion.
Absolutely. You know, there's always going to be those politics in a corporate setting, and sometimes that's why women take their talents elsewhere, because they recognize that they can't push through that glass ceiling, and that's why so many women start their own business. But at the end of the day, you've got two choices. You can act like the executive or the role that you want to be, or you can be a commodity in the workplace and pretty much just do your job and what people tell you to
mm-hmm.
do, and then you become invisible anyway. So I say take your shot. Go for it.
Right. Speaking of commodity, are women more likely to underprice themselves than men?
Well, that's a known fact that women actually still in 2013 get paid less for the same job and having the same education as the man who's doing the job. So, yeah, I mean, I think women are still underpricing themselves, but that's starting to change. I think the key here to remember is that when you underprice yourself, you're actually putting yourself out there as a less desirable candidate.
Mm-hmm.
I know myself and other CEOs that I know, we automatically eliminate candidates who underprice themselves because we assume they're not going to be able to do the job at the level that we want.
Is this a self-confidence issue when women underprice themselves? You think?
I think it can be a confidence issue. Also, it's sometimes uncomfortable for women to ask for what they want. But again, you know, our world is changing, and young women are much more aggressive
mm-hmm.
than, let's say, middle-aged women are about this. So we're starting to see a lot of changes. I mean, women today are behaving very similar to men when they're in the 20s and 30s.
Another thing that happens, though, is sometimes, you know, when you take a stand, you take a risk. You could lose it all. And if you're a single mother trying to make your way and get this promotion, you got kids to depend upon you, I can see where it'd be a little less likely to take a stand than say a guy would.
And that's not fair.
I mean, it's just not fair.
That's why setting yourself up is indispensable. And not to say that anyone is indispensable, but setting right. yourself up that way, not being a commodity, when you request that raise. In other words, men, they campaign for their pay raises and promotions all year long,
right.
okay? That's what women need to do.
Mm-hmm.
You have to basically prove that they are going to feel that pain
right.
if you go get that job someplace else. And do your research. We have all kinds of information available to us today to know exactly what you're worth.
Mm-hmm. And put together, one thing you talk about is putting together a power team. It needs to be, your team needs to be people of both genders, right?
Absolutely. And again, you know, this is not about making, you know, mass assumptions about men or stereotyping men, because just like women are different, men are different. Mm-hmm. So our power team should include both, because right. The reality is, in the corporate setting, you're dealing with both.
Hey, Vicky. Viva la différence. LegalNurse.com, is that right?
LegalNurse.com.
And WickedSuccess.com, that's the book website.
Yes.
Hey, Vicki, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Keep up the
Have
good work.
Have a great day.
We'll see
Thanks
you next
for
time.
Me.
Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.